Well, good morning, afternoon, evening, whatever time you're watching this. Glad that you are at Breakthrough today. Just a quick announcement. Our next Junior High Virtual Friday Hangout is this Friday, the 15th. It's going to be a lot like what we've done previously, where we've got some game time, some hangout time. Love for you to be able to join us, to be able to connect with each other. As with the previous times, sixth graders, you're going to be from 2 to 4, seventh graders, 4:30 to 6:30, and eighth graders, 7 to 9. We'll have a prize for our winner. Congratulations to our winners last time, Rachel Sigler for sixth grade, Will Brown for seventh grade, and Lucas Schultz for eighth grade. You each got your $10 Amazon gift cards. Now, if you're anything like me, a lot of times I'll get really silly, dumb songs stuck in my head. And all day long I'll be going, baby shark dee-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, baby shark dee-doo-doo-doo-doo. And now you're probably really mad at me that I even started singing that song, because you know, now the rest of your day you're going to be going, baby shark dee-doo-doo-doo-doo, grandma shark, and all that sort of silliness. And I don't even know what that song's about. It's one of those things. It just gets stuck in your head. And now most of the time when songs get stuck in my head, they're just kind of just innocuous silly songs like Baby Shark or This Is the Song That Never Ends. Probably also hate me for even mentioning that song. One time I was in sixth or seventh grade, and I'd been listening to the radio with my cousin, and I just started singing the song that I'd heard a few times on the radio because it had a catchy tune. And one time I was kind of just humming around in my basement, and my brother looked at me and was like, Aaron, you even know what that song's about? And I'm like, I don't know, it just kind of has a catchy tune. And I stopped and like kind of went through the lyrics in my head, and he explained a few things. And I mean, the whole song was about a woman who used her good looks to manipulate and deceive a guy. And so many things were just so highly inappropriate about it. But I was like, it just had a catchy tune. And I just was singing, and I didn't even realize what I was singing. And I think the same thing is true for us. When we look at all the different kind of forms of entertainment and media in our world around us, There's media constantly being bombarded into us. You're getting some things in from YouTube, from Netflix, from social media, from the radio. Pick your form of entertainment as it's coming in. And those things just kind of get stuck in there. Little subtle messages that are just stuck in the back of your brain. And the reality is, the things that we consume, the media and entertainment we consume in any forms, has a significant effect on us. You know, I remember I used to play a game where I was a criminal, and this was about 20 years ago. This is a video game. And you would get 10 points for running over pedestrians. And you get multipliers if you would run over like a larger group of pedestrians, and bonus points if it was a bicyclist. And I was driving along the road one day, and I saw a pedestrian on the sidewalk. And I was thinking, swerve like that, be 10 bonus points. And I was like, what am I doing, right? The reality is, the entertainment we are exposed to has an effect on us. And we're naive to think that we can just kind of consume it and it has no impact on my life. Do we all become mass murderers? No. But how is it affecting my contentment and joy today? You know, we're continuing our series that Jesus is the answer. And we've looked at a whole bunch of different questions about, well, how do I spend my time? And saw how Jesus kind of directs the way we spend our time, because we want to be wise in investing it, right? We looked at some theological questions people might raise when they hear the gospel, like, well, what about people who've never heard? And we see how Jesus is the answer there. And last week we looked at the issue and the problem of pain in our lives, and we see how Jesus is the answer, that he took the cross for me, that the worst thing happened to the best person so that I could have hope and life. And today we'll look at entertainment and all the different forms of entertainment, okay? And a question I get asked a lot is, well, is this video game okay to play? Well, why don't you listen to music by this artist? Why don't my parents let me get an Insta account? Why do you, Aaron, always want us to put down our phones? Why can't we bring our phones to winter retreat or summer camp? These are all questions regarding entertainment and social media that I get. And here's kind of my key point and what I want you to hear today. With what I watch, what I listen to, what I play, right? Is it honoring to Jesus who died for me and gave his life for me? See, I don't want us to get bogged down into this question of, well, what's right or what's wrong, or can you watch a show that has like 3 F-bombs but not one with 4 F-bombs, and you know, how much nudity is okay? You know, we're not talking about those sort of questions. But is it honoring to God who died for me and lives in me? And that's why I think Jesus is the answer. Let me pray for us, and we're going to kind of dive in. God, you know I have thousands of different thoughts running through my heads, and I pray you'd help me distill them in just a really clear way, that we would be able to discern the influence that media has on us, and that we would see, God, we would see that you have placed a great value on us, and that we'd live in light of the value you give us. In your son's name we pray. Amen. Now, I want to make it really clear as we start out this. I am not against entertainment. I watch Netflix in quarantine. I also have added Disney Plus to our mix. I do play video games. Now, with all the entertainment, I rarely do any of it alone. I'm pretty much always playing a game with other people or watching shows with other people. I personally don't really listen to a lot of music other than worship music, but that's also just kind of not my thing. I do look at social media. I do have a Facebook and some other profiles. I'll be honest, I understand and get Facebook, Instagram, Reddit, Twitter, Snapchat. I get those. I don't get why TikTok is such a big thing, but that's just me. I don't think any of these things, YouTube, Netflix, or et cetera, are evil in of themselves, or video games are evil in themselves. However, I'm really concerned about the subtle influences they're having on my life and your lives. And this is why I'm personally kind of guarded about the way I consume entertainment. I'm not saying, oh, just, no, it's all bad, any of that. I don't want you to hear that in the least. But I'm saying, are we really critically thinking about how it's affecting us? And are we saying, God, is this something that's honoring to you and the sacrifice you've made for me? Just to kind of kick us off as we look at different forms of media, I guess I think this is the clearest for us, is that of ads, whether it's a YouTube ad, a television ad, whatever, okay? If we were meeting in person right now, I'd put up a few ads. Unfortunately, I can't legally insert another video into this video. But the reality behind any ad is they are trying to sell you something. And because they're trying to sell you something, they don't necessarily care how true their statements are, okay? For example, here's the Big Mac ad. This is what you see at all the Big Macs, and this is what it looks like. And look at how attractive it looks and delicious it looks. The reality is, if you've ever ordered a Big Mac, is this is what they really look like, right? They're not necessarily telling you the truth behind their ads because they want you to buy a product. And you see this with all the different foods and beer ads and all those sorts of things, right? They're trying to sell you something, and they're not necessarily selling you something truthfully. Thinking of the beer ads, it's always a group of young, attractive people sitting around and drinking. What they want to subtly convey to you is, if you want to have fun, if you want to be cool, if you want to be in the cool group, you need to buy our beer. Is that true? No. It's the farthest thing from it. You know, 50 years ago, their cigarette ads all had doctors saying, well, our cigarette is promotes health, and here's some of the health benefits, and it's less irritating on your throat, and we'll actually help you out, right? They don't need to tell you the truth. In fact, they are not trying to tell you the truth. Their goal is to get you to buy their product. And their goal is to try to either make you afraid of something so you buy their product to protect you. They're trying to make you discontent to make you buy their product to make you happy. If you're really going to be in with the cool people and have a great life and be happy, you need my product. And I would say, in the same way, there are core messages, subtle messages, that all the other forms of entertainment are going to have in your life. They're trying to influence you. And are we discerning that? And is that influence something that is honoring to the Lord? I talked about music a little bit and how songs kind of get stuck in your head. And if you watch some of the TikTok dances over and over again, you know, you probably have that like 20-second clip of that song stuck in your head. But have you ever stopped to read some of the lyrics, some of the popular songs out right now? If we were here in person, I'd put up a bunch of lyrics and ask you to evaluate, but I'm gonna pick one right now. We'll go with Blinding Lights by The Weeknd. I've been trying to call. I've been on my own for long enough. Maybe you can show me how to love, maybe. I'm going through withdrawal. You don't even have to do too much. You can turn me on with just a touch, baby. Stop and think what the core message of that song. What is it talking about? Well, it's talking about a guy who just broke up with his girlfriend, but he really wants her back. But you'll notice why he wants her back has a lot to do with he wants a physical relationship with her. Okay, he wants to have sex with her. He's like, I miss you, and I want to have sex with you. That's kind of his point of this whole song. And I think again, we just repeat songs and we don't even think about what they are talking about. You know, Travis Scott had his Fortnite appearance. We might be listening to the Toosie Slide by Drake. I would challenge you to pull up the lyrics to their songs and read them. One, you're going to see a fair amount of profanity in them. Two, some of them are just totally nonsensical, and they're just kind of, well, here's our dance move that we want to sell to you. But really, I think a lot of them are those types of songs. Are saying, hey, look, we're cool, and if you want to be cool, you need to be like us. So there's kind of all the bands that are like, you need to be cool like us, do these things. Then you've got all the boy bands, and you don't have a ton of really popular boy bands right now. You're out of the golden era of Backstreet Boys and New Kids on the Block and 98 Degrees and all that sort of stuff. I guess Jonas Brothers and BTS are probably your best boy bands of the time. But they're always trying to sell you these songs about how much they love you and how you mean the world to them. And if you really discern, how is that going to affect you? You're like, oh man, I really want a boyfriend who cares for me like that. And oh, they just make me feel special and all this sort of stuff. Really, they want you to buy their stuff. They don't really care about or having a real relationship or friendship with you. And I would challenge you to take the last five songs you listen to, Christian or non-Christian, because I think there's a lot of Christian songs out there that have terrible lyrics too. Print out the lyrics and read them through with your parents, okay? And say, well, let me figure out, what does this song really mean? And am I okay then with that kind of influence running around in the back of my mind? I really challenge you, if you listen to Billie Eilish still, print out our lyrics to Bad Guys and read that with your parents and say, Mom and Dad, can you explain what this song is talking about? I was just reading it the other day and I was like, oh my gosh, there are so many sexual references in here that I doubt any of our students have any clue what it's talking about. Let's look at some other forms of entertainment media. Social media, okay? Again, personally, I almost never post on Facebook or any other social media platforms. I've had the same profile picture for the last 10 years because I think it's a cute picture of my kids. Here's the reality. When I used to really actively post on Facebook, I would make my post and then I would just, the whole rest of the day, I'd be like checking back, like how many likes did I get? How many people commented on that? It was really this competition I had of trying to create something that people thought were funny, it was funny or cool, and would get all of these likes. And again, there's a lot of scientific studies on this, but there are a lot of negative impacts that social media is having on our brains. In particular, the reality is people only post their best moments on social media. Right here is a picture of expectations versus reality on what's posted on social media. And everyone kind of posts at their best moment and they don't post any of the other stuff. And so it ends up me thinking, I'm the only one that's messed up. I'm a failure. They get to have so many fun vacations. I don't get to have any vacations. They have the perfect life, and we're allowing that to influence us and shape us. I think of TV shows, movies. The number one show right now on Netflix is Outer Banks. And I do think the show has some interesting social commentaries about different social economic classes. And you can go to the review sites, the parental review sites like Common Sense Media, and it'll say, well, this episode has 3 F-bombs, and this episode has a lot of drug use and some drinking or partial nudity and things like that. And I'm not saying those are bad metrics to kind of evaluate things on. But I want you to think about that show, if you watch it, in terms of the message it portrays. Have a conversation with your parents. What's the message it portrays? In particular, I'd ask you to think through, how does it portray authorities? How are their parents portrayed in that? And how might that then influence my own thought process? Because I got to say, one of the big pet peeves I have with so many different movies is the way that authorities are portrayed in it. And this is, it bugs me about almost every Disney movie. The script of almost every Disney movie is parent gives a rule, kid breaks a rule, but it actually turns out working out really well in the end. Parents are stupid, kids just do whatever you want. Okay, I mean, that's the theme of Little Mermaid, Lion King, Mulan, Incredibles, Be Hero 6, Finding Nemo, Tangled, Ratatouille, Brave. Authorities are bad. You look at every Disney Disney Channel show, and the parents in them, or especially the dads, are always doofuses. And if that's what we're consuming, how do you think that's going to affect you? I'd be naive to say that doesn't have any effect on my life. And similarly, I'd say one of my big problems with most TV shows, most movies, is they show people engaging in poor choices, but rarely show any consequences associated with them. They all are, you know, having sex, doing drugs, and all that sort of stuff, but never have any consequences associated with it. And as much as you may want to say, well, you know, I could do that and it's not going to affect me, there are so many scientific studies out there that say the exact opposite. So many studies that show the link between TV content and increased sexual activity, smoking, alcohol consumption, drug use, and all that. I'm not going to bore you with the statistics. And I would say it's not just affecting you as students. I'd say it's affecting your parents a lot, too. Because we are exposed to so much violence on TV, I think a lot of parents, we have an irrational fear of our kids being hurt. I see this played out when we have our youth retreats. The number of parents are like, what, my kid has to take their cell phone with them on this youth retreat. What if they get hurt? What if they die? Because there's bad guys out there and the world is going to end. And they're like freaking out because their kid can't take their cell phone with them to summer camp. And I want to remind them, like, look, you may not realize this, but middle schoolers having cell phones is really something that's only come out in the last 5 to 10 years. Okay. Before that, a decade ago, it was almost unheard of that you guys would have cell phones. And you know what? Kids back then, they lived through winter retreat and summer camp, right? But we've put out this fear. Like, so many parents have this fear of all these bad things that can happen to their kids. And where do they get that from? Well, they keep watching the news. They get in all this media. And we've been exposed to all this. And now we're stressed out. Something bad could happen. My kid needs their phone on them at all times. And we think we're so mature that it doesn't affect me, but I'll be honest. I see ads. I watch stuff on TV, Netflix, YouTube, others. They have an effect on me, and I'm naive to say what I consume doesn't affect the way that I think and the way that I act. And I would encourage you, whatever show, whatever YouTube channel it is, I'd encourage you to say, hey, Mom and Dad, could you watch an episode with me and help me discern what are the key messages here? What are the subtle ways it could be impacting me? And again, I think that applies to video games, social media, Netflix, YouTube, whatever. And you and I, we need to realize what we are consuming in that media is fake. Okay? None of these forms of entertainment are real. None of the video games I play are real simulations of life. Okay? It's fake. Now, does that mean it's wrong? No. It's not wrong to have entertainment, but it's wrong if I don't realize and see how it's affecting me and influencing my life. I'd encourage you to take whatever show, whatever your music, whatever is your thing, and I encourage you to compare it against this verse in Philippians 4:8, which says this: "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." The Apostle Paul is encouraging us that what I'm thinking about, what I'm meditating on, the entertainment that I am consuming, how does it match up against this standard? First of all, he says, is it true? Is it presenting a true definition of love? You know, I'd argue a lot of our current entertainment isn't really presenting true love. It's presenting this lust. I look at you, I'm supposedly have this magical connection to you, and we fall in love magically, right? That's not true. But it's developing some really unhealthy desires within me. Is it noble? Okay. Is that the right way I should treat someone? A lot of these lyrics to songs that I think are in our TikTok videos that are cool and popular today talk about some really rude ways to treat people. Is that the noble way to treat them? Is it right? Is it just saying, hey, you know what? What you should do is it's all about getting possessions and getting stuff and getting the glitz and the glamour. Is it pure? When I think of this, I think of a lot of the profanity in our entertainment. Would God say, yeah, that's something that's pure? And again, is it lovely, admirable, excellent, and praiseworthy? There's a lot of excellent and praiseworthy things people are doing in the entertainment industry. And you're like, wow, that is so cool what they're doing. Is it excellent, praiseworthy? And he says, if it is, that's what I should be thinking about. I just see how much media affects the way I think and I feel about things. Back when I could actually drive around in my car, I could tell a difference in my mood from when I would listen to talk news radio in the car that tell me about all the problems and issues of the world, or when I would listen to worship music, right? And that's just a clear illustration of the way the media we listen to and affects us. I didn't want to quote a lot of statistics in this, but something real quick for you. By the age of 18, they estimate you will spend at least 4 years of your life in front of some screen, if not more of your life than that. In that time, you will watch over 200,000 acts of violence, over 16,000 murders. In primetime television, there are over 4.4 sex scenes per hour, and in only 4% of them are there any kind of consequences. And my simple question to you and to me is, what effect is that having on us? And are we okay with that effect? And are we like, yeah, that effect is honoring to God that He lives in me and He sacrificed Himself for me? Are you just okay with whatever? But do you stop and think through, even the YouTube video I'm watching, how are those ads affecting me? Do I just want to be like that, you know, Minecraft personality? Is that what I think is cool? How is it affecting my standards and my values? And now I know the pushback I get a lot of times is, hey, look, it's my life. I can do whatever I want. It really doesn't have any impact on me and all that sort of stuff. Just let me do what I want and you do whatever you want. And our society really values individualism. It's a very American thing. We have our Bill of Rights. It's my free speech. I can do whatever I want, especially even as we look at the coronavirus right now. People are like, it's my right to go out and not have to wear a face mask. I should just be able to do whatever I want. That's kind of where you're at. I would challenge you with what the Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 6. And he says this, and this is where this kind of, I feel like, kind of wraps everything up and helps us see why Jesus is the answer as we look at what sort of entertainment we should be around. Ephesians 6, verse 18 says this: flee from sexual immorality. Apostle Paul doesn't just write, you know, hey, if you see something that's kind of immoral, like, you know, just kind of, you know, it's okay if you just kind of peruse and watch a little bit. Just don't stay, you know, keep an arm's distance away. Don't get too close to it. But it's okay to just watch. No, he says, flee, run from it. Get as far away from it as you can. This is what you see Joseph do when Potiphar's wife comes to him to try to seduce him. And he's like, I'm running out of there. And I think for a lot of us, as we're kind of in a lot of this media, we need to run away from certain segments of it. Especially if you're dealing with issues revolving around pornography, you need to run away from that as far and as fast as you can. That messes with your brain like so much. I don't have time to get into that. But get away from it. If you're smart, you know the effects that things are having on you, and you run away from it. He doesn't say, stand up to it and fight it. You can do it. He says, get away from it. Flee from it. He continues, and he says, all other sins a person commits are outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. What he's saying here is there's a little, there's some difference between all other sins and sexual sins. If you take any other sin, whether it's lying, cheating, murder, I'm doing something that's going to have a negative impact on you, okay? But he's saying in this arena of sin, right, not only has a negative impact on me hurting you, but it also has this big negative impact on me, okay? And I can't tell you how true I've seen this in my own life, the way that it just has a huge, huge impact on your life. He continues in verse 19, he says, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? He continues and he wants us to know that God now dwells in you. The Holy Spirit dwells in you. You see, when I place my faith in Jesus Christ, that when I realize that I'm a sinner, I've done things wrong, but God sent his one and only Son, Jesus Christ, into this world to live a perfect life and die on a cross for your sins and for my sins. When I put my faith in that and believe that he did that for me, okay, it says that I then have a forgiveness of sins. I have a relationship with God now. All my sins, past, present, and future, are paid for. I'm going to spend eternity with God in heaven. Also, right now, God dwells in me. I'm now the temple of God. I'm the temple of his Holy Spirit. And that's why I say, hey, is it honoring for me to watch this knowing that God dwells in me? He continues and says, you are not your own. It's not just your right to do whatever you want. God's now dwelling in me. And you were bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Jesus Christ gave his life for you. So is that, allowing that influence in my life, is that honoring to God and honoring to his sacrifice for you? And I hope you see by that how much value God places on you. And I'm not just trying to say this to kill your fun, kill the entertainment you like, and oh, this TV is bad, and YouTube is bad, and this video game is bad, and that song is bad, and social media is bad. But that's what I'm saying. I'm saying, you were so valuable to the God of the universe that he sent his son to die for you. And he now lives in you. He's placed this huge value on you. Don't sell yourself short of that value. Don't just go with what everyone else in the world is doing, because you matter to him. You mean something to him. You are worth it to him. He now wants to dwell with you. And because of that, you have a huge value to him. Don't sell that value short by just doing what everyone else in the world is doing. And you kind of go from here. Here's what I'd really encourage you to do. Whatever your main form of entertainment is, Netflix, YouTube, whatever it is, whatever channels on YouTube you really like, songs you like, I'd encourage you to say, hey, Mom and Dad, could you watch this episode that I really like with me? And help me understand, what's the core message here? What are some of the influences this could be having on me? How could this be affecting me? And have that dialogue, have that conversation with your parents. Look through some of the lyrics of the songs with your parents. Say, well, what's the impact this could be having on me? And then compare that to Philippians 4:8. Whatever is true, whatever is noble, is right, anything excellent or praiseworthy, think on such things. God died for you. God died for me. He lives in you. He lives in me. And because of that, I want to flee from things that are immoral. I want to flee from the poor influences on my in my life. And I encourage you to do that today. Let me pray for us. God in heaven, I thank you that you would send your son to die for us. And I thank you for the value that you placed on us in doing that, Lord. And I pray that we would understand that great and deep value, Lord. And because of that value, we would live our lives kind of really evaluating what's the honoring way, what's the pleasing way to live, Lord. God, we're grateful for you. And I know that this topic, it's hard because we're just surrounded by media and this is what everyone else is doing, but I pray that we would really critically evaluate what's honoring to you and make that our standard, not just what everyone else in the world says. Give us strength to do that and honor you and worship you. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Hope you guys all have a great week. Hope you can join us Friday. Again, 6th graders, 2 to 4, 7th graders, 4:30 to 6:30, 8th graders, 7 to 9. See you then.